Now we are entering a new era driven by artificial intelligence or AI. Like the computer and the internet in the past, AI will be a defining technology of our time. AI has been advancing rapidly. Just 5 years ago, AI could not solve basic math problems reliably. Take this simple question. It's not a trick question. Everyone can answer it. But in the past, AI would give you a strange response like this. So they say AI is hallucinating. This year, AI took part in the International Math Olympiad. This was one of the questions. It's so complex, I can't even understand the question. But AI got it right. I won't show you the answer. I don't think anyone even understands the question, so let alone the answer. But AI got it right, and it achieved a gold medal in the Olympiad. And that's the power of AI today. And you can expect AI will only get better over time. Not just to deal with advanced math problems, but also to solve real-world problems. And it will fundamentally change the way we live, work, and interact with one another. The thing about AI is that it is already accessible to many people today. If I ask who in this room has not used AI, please put up your hand, I think there will be very few hands. In the past, we turned to the internet whenever we needed to search for information. Now, many go straight to AI apps. We did a check and we asked Singaporeans how they are using AI. Apparently, one of the most popular users is to use it to help plan your holidays. I suppose it's not surprising since we all love to travel. And indeed, AI can recommend places to visit and even suggest a personalized itinerary for you. We are using AI in the civil service. And we are seeing good results. For example, many government agencies have call centers. In the past, after every call, the officers had to manually write down a summary of the conversation. It was necessary to keep a proper record, but it was tedious and time-consuming. Now, AI can transcribe the call in all four official languages and automatically generate the summary in English. So officers can focus on what matters most, which is answering the calls and helping members of the public. But all this is just scratching the surface of what AI can do. The real game changer lies in using AI to raise productivity and create new value through every part of the economy. And the bigger companies are already doing this, and they are moving ahead, combining AI with robotics and autonomous machines. You can see this at Tuasport, for example, which is highly automated. And we are studying how to do the same at Changi Airport to automate baggage handling and other airside operations. Or take, for example, the American MNC, GE Vernova. They chose to site their global turbine repair service center here in Singapore. Now, Singapore might not be the obvious place for such repair work, but this is no ordinary workshop. It's a high-tech facility. It uses AI to detect anomalies in turbine components, all in a matter of minutes. The system then alerts human operators and enables more precise and in-depth diagnosis. And this is why global companies choose Singapore, because of our ability to combine technology and human skills. And that's how we stay competitive, attract high-quality investments, and create good jobs for Singaporeans. But AI is not just for the big players. Every company can benefit. Take Q&M Dental, for example. I'm sure all of you are familiar with them. They use AI to help their dentist diagnose problems by analyzing the dental x-ray. And you can see it here in this image. Green means possible fillings. Red means potentially impacted teeth. And then there's dark red. You want as little dark red as possible because that means potential tooth decay. And all this is done by AI in under a minute. Of course, the dentist still needs to check the results and decide on the best course of treatment, but AI makes the work better and faster. I've shared a few examples. There are many, many more possibilities. And we will equip and empower every enterprise, especially our SMEs, to harness AI effectively and sharpen their competitive edge. At the same time, we recognize that technology will change the way we work. Many jobs will evolve, but some jobs will disappear, and in their place, new jobs will be created. In the past, technological change created disruption, but also new opportunities, and people were able to upgrade to higher skilled and better paying jobs. Many worry that this time things will be different. Because AI can do more than just help us at work, it can potentially replace many tasks, even entire jobs. I understand these concerns. And I assure you, even as we embrace AI and technology, we will not lose sight of our key priority. Singaporeans will always be at the center of everything we do. So we won't just rush headlong to adopt new technology. We will work closely with NTUC and the unions, with our union leaders and workers. We will redesign jobs and equip and empower every worker. We already see this in action at PSA. Crane operators were retrained to remotely supervise and manage multiple cranes and vehicles. It's a huge boost in productivity for the company. It also means safer and higher paying jobs for workers. So it's a win-win for everyone. Ultimately, our economic strategy is about jobs, jobs, and jobs. That's our number one priority. We will do more to help Singaporeans seize new job opportunities. We are stepping up job matching services. We are bringing more career fairs directly into our tertiary institutions to help our fresh graduates explore career possibilities and connect early with employers. We will launch a new job matching initiative at the town level. This will be led by the CDCs. They already have strong networks with local merchants, SMEs, and community partners. So they are well placed to match job seekers with vacancies, especially those who prefer to work closer to home. And our mayors will share more details soon. Importantly, we will continue to reskill and upskill our workers. This is why we've invested heavily in Skills Future. Last year, we introduced a new Skills Future Level Up program. That's for those who are 40 and above. You get $4,000 in Skills Future credits and training allowances of up to $3,000 a month for up to 24 months if you take time off from work to study full time. The Level Up program is off to a good start, but we already have enough experience with it to introduce two more enhancements. First, we will allow a portion of the training allowances to be claimed for part-time courses. So it's not just for full-time study, but part-time study can also apply. Second, we will expand the course offerings. Currently, most of the courses are offered by the Institutes of Higher Learning. We will offer and include more quality courses offered by industry leaders and private training providers. Our programs are helping mid-careers like Vinoff Nanda Kumaran. He is 41 this year. He previously worked in logistics and as a private hire driver. He is passionate about football. So he started to analyze match data to predict how his favorite teams would perform. That sparked a deeper interest in the world of data science. And he used his skills future credits to pursue a diploma in data engineering. He graduated last year and is now pursuing a part-time degree in business analytics at SUSS. Meanwhile, he has secured a job at the university as a business intelligence developer, and he's using data to support decision-making and help improve operations at the university. Well done, Vinov. This is what our economic strategy is all about, helping every worker progress and succeed. And this is why we must keep building a dynamic economy, one that creates good jobs and better lives for all Singaporeans. We may not be able to match other countries in size or scale, but we will stay ahead in ideas, in innovation, and in our collective will to move forward together as one united people.